effort to look around her into the store's back room. "Is he in there? So help me if he is, and, sir, no one besides myself is present, with the exception of my father's dog." It was in moments like this that she wished that she were taller, for even as she stood on the platform behind the counter, the top of her head barely reached his shoulder. "If you would like, I will wake the animal. But if you have seen me here often, as you claim, then no doubt you have also seen Tevi, and know he does not take kindly to strangers. You decide. Shall I go fetch him?" Mr. Turner's gaze snapped back to her. No doubt he knew of the dog. Everyone on Blinkett Street knew about James Ivanesse's dog. His whiskered lip twitched. A warm sense of satisfaction spread through her, for finally she had said something to sway the determined man. Mr. Turner's face deepened to crimson, and he pointed a thick finger in Camille's direction, his voice matching the intensity of his eyes. "Tell your father I've a mind to speak with him, and tell him I want my money and won't take kindly to his antics. Next time I am here, I will not be so willing to leave." He muttered beneath his breath and stomped from the store, slamming the door behind him with such force that the glass canisters on the near shelf trembled. A shudder rushed through her as she watched him lumber away, and she did not let her posture relax until the back flap of his grey coat passed the window and was out of sight. How she despised such interactions! As of late, Papa seemed to be angering more patrons than he obliged, and he always managed to be conveniently absent when they came to confront him. She needed to speak with Papa, and soon. Awkward conversations like the one with Mr. Turner needed to stop. Camille tucked a long, wayward lock of hair behind her ear and drew a deep breath. Once again, her father's dog had come to her rescue, and he was not even in the room. "Come, Tevi," she called. In a matter of moments, the massive brown animal was through the door and at her side, tail wagging enthusiastically. "Pay heed," she laughed, as he nudged her hand, forcing her to pet him. "That tail of yours is likely to knock every vase off the shelf if you're not careful, and then Papa will blame..." The door of the shop pushed open, jingling the bell hung just above it. She drew a sharp breath, preparing to deal with yet another customer, but it was her father who appeared in the doorway. He was a short man, not much taller than herself, but that was where their physical similarities ended. His green eyes made up in intensity what he lacked in stature. His hair, which in her youth had been the colour of sand, was now the colour of stone, and years spent on a ship's deck had left his complexion ruddy. His threadbare frock coat, dingy neckcloth, and whiskered cheeks made him appear more like a vagabond than a shopkeeper, and despite his privileged upbringing, he often acted and spoke like an inhabitant of the docks where he did much of his trading. "Good day, Papa." He ignored her welcome and bent to scratch Tevi's ears. After pulling out a bit of dried meat and handing it to the dog, he reached back into his coat. "This came for you." He stretched out his hand, rough and worn. Between his thick fingers, he pinched a letter. Camille stared at it for several moments, shocked. Clearly she could make out her name, in her mother's handwriting. The edge of the paper was torn. She could not recall the last letter she had received from Mama. He thrust the letter towards her. "Don't just stand there gawking, girl. Take it." Camille fumbled with the missive to keep it from falling to the planked floor below, but for once she found herself unable to find words. Unprepared and unwilling to deal with the onset of emotions incited by the letter, she blinked back moisture and shoved it into the front pocket of her work apron. "Are you not going to read it?" Her father nodded towards her apron. Of course he expected her to read it, for he himself devoured every one of his wife's scarce communications the moment they arrived. Though they both felt her absence keenly, they reacted to it very differently, and they never, ever discussed it. Over time, Camille had made the topic off-limits in her own mind, and a letter crafted by the very person who was the source of the pain was unwelcome. "I'll read it later. There's far too much to do at the moment." She sniffed and gestured towards the curtain that separated the shop from the back room. "There was a crate delivered to you by cart in the alley, but it was too heavy for me to lift." She was a little surprised at the quickness with which her father let the topic of the letter drop. "Why did you not have the man delivering it bring it in?" "I tried, but they refused, said it was not their duty. They left it in the courtyard out back.